And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. Hope your day is going great. Currently 81 degrees outside. Again, like we said before, it's going to be fairly warm out there. High of 97 today. Expecting heat indices around 105 again today. And joining us in studio from Coffeyville's Reawakening, we have Peggy Still. And Peggy, good morning. How are you doing today?
Kyle.
It's good to have you in studio today, and by the way, thank you for the treat. So, I will definitely be scarfing that up during the break.
Oh,
so.
You are welcome.
I always appreciate it. Well, just a few things going on, of course, around town, but let's talk about what happened this past weekend. And one of those things that happened was the VOD and the villain. How did that go?
Oh my goodness! First of all, it's amazing because anybody who goes to Branson or some of the bigger metropolitan areas around for entertainment. If you've seen things there, you've got it here with Vaudenville and Coffeyville. Our entertainment was phenomenal. We had a huge crowd. People came to the after party, and actually when some of the performers came in, they got a standing ovation again after the standing ovation during the performance. I mean, it was phenomenal. The talent that this town has produced is great. And then they all come back and they donate this time for a fundraiser for the Midlands. So it was a great night. We're going to do it next year. And Lisa Sheck, who was the producer of this and always does an outstanding job, announced that she hopes, and the group hopes, that we can actually have the after party at the part of the Midland that's refurbished by next summer. Now, that's not a guarantee. It all depends on timing, materials, the bids, the contractors. But we are well on our way to getting bids out there for the front of the house and the backstage, and that is huge for the Midland. So it was very successful.
Yeah, that would be great to be able to hold the after party at the Midland. I know everybody would love to see that and see the refurbished front of the house. But again, it does take time. So the other thing that also went on this past weekend that I heard nothing but rave reviews about was the hauntings at the Brown Mansion.
Oh, that was fun. That was drama also, and I actually went to it. I had not been before, and It was just a lot of fun. And if they weren't sold out, they were close to it. And they had many performances. And that Pete Waldershide, he's really good.
Absolutely.
A lot of fun. Good guy. Very talented. Again, great volunteer for Coffeyville. So, it's amazing the talent that we have. Sometimes we look at what we don't have instead of looking at what we do have. And it is phenomenal when you see all the talent we have here.
And like you said, Pete does a great job with that. And I've heard nothing but rave reviews about it. So that happened this past weekend, and it was a fundraiser for the Brown Mansion
it
as
was.
Well.
It so, was, yep.
Of course, coming up, movie nights are always a lot of fun here in downtown Coffeyville. And our next one's coming up here, actually not this weekend, but I do, not this
20th.
Friday, but a week from tomorrow.
Yes, yeah, we don't want to compete with the rodeo. Because the rodeo is, have you been out to the rodeo?
I was at the bull riding the other night for the station.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I had another commitment. I missed that. But the watermelon feed was a big hit last night for the rodeo. Stuff all week, and the movie night will be a week from Friday, and it's going to be Frozen. So we're really hoping that families come out. You can tailgate in the parking lot across from the Midland. As many families do, bring the children, and of course, kids wear costumes, and this is a perfect one for Elsa, Anna, Prince Hans, Olaf, Sven, Marshmallow, Trolls, lots of choices, depending on what you like. You can, one of the great things is you see a lot of creative costumes. Kids make them with their parents. So start now, get those costumes ready, and we'll have some contests for kids. So Kyle, get your costume. I want you to either be Olaf or Prince Hans.
There we go.
Okay.
I won't look as good as Prince Hans does, so that's for sure. No, I was out there for the last one for the Toy Story. That was a lot of fun. That's one of my favorite cartoon movies there. Brought my girlfriend to it, and we had a good time out there that night.
Lots of kids, lots of just energy. It's wonderful.
Absolutely, and a good time had by all. And again, it was a perfect night that night, too. It wasn't hot at all. It was just, it was like in the 70s. couldn't ask for better weather that night.
Well, and you know, kids remember this. You're making memories mm-hmm. for them. So it's more than just a night at the movies. That's important. But they're going to remember this. You know, that whole experience of coming downtown, being with a group of people, having fun. Big deal. Big
Absolutely.
Deal.
Absolutely. Absolutely it is. I agree with you 100% on that. And then also, of course, the farmer's market has been going on.
It has. And in fact, it's at Walter Johnson Park. Now, they did not have it midweek this week because of the rodeo, but it's my understanding it's going to be this Saturday. Now we're starting to get late summer and early fall vegetables in. I know our tomatoes for the Fresh Start program are wonderful. And so we will all be out there across from the rec center at the farmers market. You know, it's growing. So we have more and more people who are coming out and bringing their homemade goods as well as fresh produce, and more people coming out and finding their little good things to eat and buy and give for gifts. So it's a wonderful experience.
It is. And the great thing about the farmers market is that since it is out there in Walter Johnson Park, there's lots of tree canopies out there. So you're in the shade for a lot of it. So you're not just standing out in the heat and just burning up. And Walter Johnson Park is just a great place to have
it. It really is. And it makes a huge difference. I mean, you know, we've tried at different places and everybody's given their best effort. And we kind of came back to Walter Johnson Park because it just seems to be the easiest place for people to come, whether they're selling things or buying things. It's a great place.
And stay cool as well, especially as hot as it's been. If you can stay cool at any point, that's always a good thing.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
Lots of great things going on. Well, Peggy, if anybody does have any questions about what we've talked about today or maybe anything else, first of all, just let us know how to get a hold of you. And also, you do want to bring up one more thing.
Well, you know, the Fresh Start Youth Program, you know, we're starting to look at herbs. And we've entered a couple contests. We don't know if we've won yet or not. But you will be really interested to see anybody who can go on the Coffeeville's Reawakening Facebook page and give us suggestions, because we want to create 2 or 3 herb costumes for kids to wear and go to events, kind of like Cash does from the Community State Bank, which is a great sponsor for us in many, many ways, including the middle of night. So we're going to have a contest and look at what herbs should we personify and make into people. And we've already had offerings like sweet basil and luscious lavender. So if you have an idea, put it on our Facebook page. Also, one more thing for the fall, you can be thinking about the Discover and Recover contest. We had such a great success with our brick sidewalks. We encourage people to continue that. And we will have a fall Discover and Recover contest around porches and curb appeal, Kyle. So we're going to have a lot going on in the fall.
All right, so we're going to be very, very busy coming up here in the fall, as a lot of people do get busy during the fall, especially as school starting and all. So, again, if anybody does have any questions, though, if they want to get a hold of you guys and maybe they want to volunteer to help on some things, how can they do that?
Oh, well, lots of different ways. You can come to our Facebook page, Coffeeville's Reawakening. I Love Coffeeville. If you go to I Love Coffeeville, you'll see a lot of options for going to the websites of the different organizations that have very active volunteers, or come into the Reawakening headquarters at 115 West 9th Street, and we will find a great way for you to volunteer depending on how much time and energy you have.
All right. Well, Peggy, thank you so much for coming in today. We do appreciate it. We always love having you guys in, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Okay. Bye, Kyle.
All right. Thank you very much, Peggy. All right. That was Peggy Steele with the with Coffeeville's Reawakening. And again, we are going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we will start Open Line. And we're going to take your calls. If you have anything you want to buy, sell, trade, give away, or if you'd like to weigh in on the Wilson Medical Center question of the day, which we will have up here in just a few minutes. So keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF here again on this Thursday morning here in Southeast Kansas and Northeast Oklahoma.